Testing, are we here? I want to bring to you more as I used to say hi in the comments when you joined the Sold Out Retreat mini course Facebook group, which now has been rebranded to in person being the heartbeat of your business and your brand. I want to talk to you about Saraswati and inviting this goddess, this deity into your business in the essence for wisdom, creativity, art, expression, because it's what makes your people feel something from the moment that they say yes to your retreat. Remember, as Maya Angelou said, people won't remember what you say. They won't remember what you do. But they'll remember the way that you make them feel. And when someone purchases from you, from the moment that they purchase to the moment that they walk into the room to the moment that they leave and they arrive back home, you are bringing and activating a feeling inside of them. And so with Saraswati, it's really inviting us to think about the devotion to your business, the devotion to your brand, and the devotion to retreats that you are bringing to life. And I want you to think about, like, what is the wisdom? What is the creativity? What is the art that makes you, you? Because when people come into your world, there's an essence, there's an energy, there's a frequency. Why are they in your world? And what makes you uniquely different? And that starts with us. That starts with you knowing what is your mission, what are your unique methods, and what is your movement. When you create a movement, people will ride the waves of life and leadership and expression with you, and it keeps them coming back for more because you're a devoted student. I just got back from 3 different live in-person experiences, went all the way to Maui for a somatic and embodiment retreat, went all the way to Maine for a mother retreat, a motherhood retreat, went all the way to Canada for a visionary, multi-passionate like party. And I just keep getting in the rooms because for me, I want to see the way other people do it and have my own experience as a student in the backseat. And I want to help you to create your legacy in your movement, in your retreats, where bringing people together is like this giant big hug. Don't you just love hugs? Like when you get to do retreats, it's like to hold your people. Who here listening right now, if you are in the Sold Out Retreat mini course Facebook group where the heartbeat is in person, comment below if you have an online business, if you have a movement that you're building as well as your retreats. Because what happens is when we want to sell more and more retreats, we need a bigger and bigger community. How do we continue to grow a community that wants to keep coming back, staying devoted, staying a student, staying in the, I constantly am in my Saraswati, my expression, my own embodied wisdom, my own inner knowing, so that you constantly have more to give. If I get bored, my people get bored. When I get excited and I get lit up and I have so much to share, my people too get so excited to come in and be in that energy and that frequency. And that starts with us being the students to really lead our legacy. And Saraswati reminds us that this business that you and I are creating isn't because we wanted to make a lot of money. Retreats are not something that are easy to do when they take all of us from the beginning all the way until the end. It's meant to be a form of expression, and it's art from the way that you design the space, from the gift bags, from the way that you schedule each and every single day. It's art, it's expression. And it's where you get to integrate and weave in everything that you have experienced that you like were completely transformed by. And this is where our method and our mission become divine forms of art. I am not an artist. I cannot paint. I cannot draw. But I can use my words and I can use my body. And that is my way to express. As well as I can curate a retreat where like kid you not, Here for More Live last year, all of the women were like rolling over the rug and the pillows, and they were touching it because I was thinking about the colors, the textures, what they felt when they walked in, what they were walking away with. Like, everything was thought about because I wanted them to remember it. And when we put that much attention and intention into what it is that we are doing, we have even more impact beyond the retreat experience itself. And I'm always telling my clients, like, how can people be thinking about you even when they're not on the internet? They're thinking about you after they close the phone. They're thinking about you after they close the computer. So thinking about, what is the pulse? What is the song? What is the rhythm? To create a bigger connection and a bigger impact beyond the retreat experience. What is the echo that you want to leave them with when they leave, when they go home, where they feel a sense of safety and security and transformation and belonging? And that's going to come from you in your method. What are your unique methods? Anyone can teach yoga, but how do you teach it? Anyone can teach business, but how do you teach it? Anyone can teach how to heal from divorce, but how do you teach it? When we craft and curate our own unique methods, as I did in the Sold Out Retreat mini course, as I did in my Beyond Limits Mastermind, as I did inside of the Wave, as I do in my retreats, my methods are born through my experience. It's from our wounds and that we turn into wisdom. It's from our lived out embodied experiences that we craft and create what has worked for us. And as we bring clients and retreaters into our experiences, we now have the evidence that it doesn't just work for us, but it works for our clients. Which is why so many people that go through the Sold Out Retreat mini course and then jump into my membership or jump into my year-long mastermind, they see that it works. And then they're the evidence that it didn't just work for me, it worked for them. And then they're the evidence for you that it didn't just work for me, it didn't just work for them, but it could work for you as well. And this is what you get to do, and this is what you get to show when you're talking about what is your unique method. I have the Spotlight course, where I have sold the Sold Out Retreat mini course tens, thousands of times, 12,000, almost going on 13,000 times. And I have literally hundreds. I was crying on my way to the last event that I just spoke at because I had so many testimonials from this one course. But that has allowed me to sell out my mentorship, sell out my mastermind, sell out my live event, sell out my retreats, because people get to know, like, trust, and love me through the Sold Out Retreat mini course, through my teachings, through my embodied wisdom. Which is why right now I am relaunching and rerunning this program, because so many people have gone through it. I've coached so many clients and it's been 3 years. It's time for a revamp, especially now because there are so many more people that are desiring to do in person, because, like, there's a disconnection here. Something changes when you come to Costa Rica and we're in a room together and we're going through transformation together. And you know this too, because your work is powerful on the internet, but there's nothing when your clients get to experience in person. And this gets to be like, what is your movement for you? Like, you can even write this question down. What is my movement beyond the experience? How do I want my people thinking and feeling and living their life embodying my method? Embodying my teachings, embodying my mission. And when that happens, they want to come with you. My clients want to ride the waves with me to master the human-ish that it takes to become limitless in the body and their bank accounts. Like, we birth a baby. We are limitless. Where did you come from? Honestly, your mother's womb. Your mother grew you inside of her belly. We are limitless. And when we can tap into that same potential of birthing a child as we do our retreat business and our company and with our clients, like, There is no limit. So what do you want people to come with you and do based upon your method and your mission? Where do you want them to go with you? I'm like, come with me. Let's ride the waves of mastering this human-ish, the head and the heart, the head and the body, the limiting beliefs, the stories, the meaning-making, the drama of the human, so that we can integrate it into the body and the spirit where we become limitless. But for you, what is your movement? Where do you want people to grow with you? And how do you want them to be feeling post-retreat experience? And then thinking about your methods. What are your methods? What are your processes? What is the process that you grow on when you build out a retreat? What is the process that you grow out on when you help people to craft their diet, their exercise, their way to communicate with their people? This is where you get to bring in your art, your expression, your creativity, and your own embodied wisdom to map out your methods. Because there are many other multi-passionate business, spiritual, entrepreneur, retreat coaches out there, but no one has my embodied wisdom and my stories and my expertise and my lessons. It's unique to me, which is what makes my movement and my mission completely different. What makes your movement and your mission completely different? You want to gather and gain clarity around, so that when you ask yourself, what is my mission? Why are you hosting in person? If in person is the hardest thing there is to sell, and it is the hardest thing there is to facilitate, and it is the hardest thing there is to do, right? They have to buy a plane ticket, travel in a shuttle, a bus, a car, a train, childcare, animal care, saying no to responsibilities. It is the hardest thing that there is to sell out there. Oftentimes, retreat leaders like me, we don't love to market and sell. We love to facilitate transformation. But when we're able to get really good at selling and marketing and messaging, it allows us to be able to facilitate even more transformation. So what is your mission? And this mission is going to be what allows you to really hold the vision when you're planting the seeds and you're watering them and you're taking care of all of the things. It's what's going to be what helps you. And what is the ripple that you desire to create in the world? The ripple starts right here. Just like look at your body. The ripple starts right here with me. And then the waves that we make in the world are when we're able to share it with others. Your mission is the wave. What is the wave of change that you want to be known for, recognized for? This is your legacy. When we do this with Saraswati, the deity, the goddess of art, creativity, and expression, it allows us to turn our art and our expression, our words, our method, our message, our mission into the strategy. And it's what allows you to consistently refine and master your skills. Refine and master your messaging. Because your messaging is what will sell or not sell something. Your messaging is what will attract or not attract someone. And then with this energy, you get to create, you get to speak, you get to download and share through your art form, your body, through your voice. And it allows you to be more intentional and more creative and attract more people because your frequency is being uplifted through wisdom. Embodied wisdom. And this is where people feel you, and your movement then goes to sell for you. Who doesn't want your movement to sell for you? My invitation for you today is I make this Becoming Limitless spray, and you can spray, smell an oil, put it somewhere on your body, get yourself into a frequency. Take some deep breaths. Look at a candle. So light a burning candle. gaze at the candle. And as you're gazing at the candle, notice the creativity, the art, the expression of the flame. I'm going to imagine that there's a candle here. And as you're gazing at the candle, what is my mission? What is my movement? What is my method? What is my mission? What is my movement? What is my method? And call upon Saraswati to bring her essence, her energy into yours, where you become clearer than ever before on why you want retreats to be the heartbeat of your business, your brand, your company, and what it means to you to continuously create sold out retreats. Because yes, we want to get paid. Yes, we want it to be profitable because it's a lot of work. But like, retreats are the hardest thing there are. Why is that your deepest desire? Because you're here to grow. You're devoted to your becoming. You're devoted to what it means to change lives in the room rather than through technology, even though I'm so grateful for technology, or you couldn't be here listening. If you are in the Facebook group and you are listening right now, drop your biggest takeaway below. And if you're listening on the podcast Amplified Impact for Becoming Limitless, join the private Facebook group so that you can get more sessions like this and be in the community. Let's create more connection in the comments here in this Facebook group, and let your expression come through the tips of your fingers and sharing your voice. The more that we refine and master our messaging, the more people that hear us, the more people that know about you. The more people that know about you, the more people can talk about you and your work in the world, sharing your movement, your mission, and your methods for you. Right? Isn't that the vibe? Like letting other people share for us. That's what happens when you build a brand where your work is in the spotlight for who you are and what you do. Your people sell your brand and your movement for you. So be known, share. And if you know someone who needs to be in this space, invite a friend, pay it forward. It's completely free. My vision is to bring more practices to you like this to help you build your brand, live out your movement, and together we will become limitless. Bye.